following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
840 1360 97.5 WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. I'm actually going to get to this later in the show. You can make the case. I'm just saying, you can make the case that the greatest football game in modern history was played over the weekend. In terms of pure entertainment value, excitement, stakes, all of that. You can make the case, if it's not the greatest football game in modern history, it is close. I thought it was just absolutely amazing, the way it was played and the way it was ended. If you saw it, you probably know what I'm referring to. If you didn't and you don't follow football, you should still find this interesting. We'll get to that later in the show at some point when we also talk about what the hell is going on with Aaron Rodgers. Story after story yesterday, Chris Mortensen and others big and sports writing, sports reporting, they could shut him down for the rest of the season. That he's here's what most of the reporting was yesterday, that he almost certainly won't play against the Falcons, and if they lose against the Falcons, then there would be really no sense in starting Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the season. Rodgers came out last night. What was he at, a Clippers game? He was at a basketball game, right? And somebody actually asked him or engaged him, and he allegedly said, yeah, I'm starting on Sunday. Well, he has believed he's starting against the Falcons since he was hurt. So we'll see. Mike McCarthy speaks, I believe, at 4:45 today. That's when we'll find out. Maybe. Well, we'll find out probably if he's out. The other thing, here, and I didn't talk about this on Friday, just quickly, because I do have other things to get to. When Scott Tolzien was ineffective, Mike McCarthy went to Matt Flynn. He didn't do the reverse on Thursday. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered, trust me, because they couldn't stop the Lions. But I mean, Flynn was really, really, really bad. And he didn't do that. I find that interesting. Anyway, more on that later in the show. I want to start with one thing that indirectly deals with Scott Walker, and then something that deals directly with Scott Walker. The first thing that deals indirectly with Scott Walker is whom he might face in 2014, just a little less now than a year from now, in his re-election bid. The recall, I guess, kind of was a re-election of sorts. He was re-elected. He was an incumbent who won an election. So I guess that means he was re-elected. I and others, however, have been hesitant to call that re-election. This is re-election. That was a joke. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin's Mike Tate has done his damnedest to anoint, and I'm not even going to call her businesswoman, Trek family member, Trek bicycle company family member, Mary Burke. And it's pretty clear that the Democratic powers that be don't want a primary. They have anointed her. She's independently wealthy. She comes from the private sector. She has virtually no political experience. She is a member of the Madison School Board. And she was elected to that. And I don't recall the number right now, but she spent a ridiculous amount of money getting elected to that, which is why it appears Democrats are pretty excited about her. The numbers being tossed around anywhere from $5 to $7, maybe even $10 million. The most common range that I've heard bandied about is that she would spend $5 to $7 million of her own money. It is becoming increasingly clear that State Senator Kathleen Vinaut is going to ignore demands, urgings, whatever they are from her party to stay out of this. The Alma Democrat is making it pretty clear she's going to challenge Burke in a primary. She will have no backing of her party. Fundraisers are going to stay away in droves, and it would seem to be a waste of time and what little money that she has. But as the left likes to say, this is what democracy looks like. Whatever her chances, good or bad, whatever her prospects, good or bad, she has the right to do this. It's clear, though, that the Democratic powers would rather she not exercise that right. Journal Sentinel has a story, and there have been stories in recent days. She talked to Mike Gushay. She's going to run. I would be surprised now if she did not. Story over the weekend from the Journal Sentinel's Bill Glauber. Despite long odds, Vineout's sounding as if she'll run against Burke. As I said, I believe she's going to. There are two lines in Glauber's story that I want to share with you because they really jump out. The first is, nearly 2 weeks ago, Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz told a room full of Democratic supporters in Milwaukee the DNC would look unfavorably on a primary in Wisconsin, a party source said. So somebody who was in this meeting in Milwaukee with Democratic supporters, where Debbie Wasserman Schultz, chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, told the group she would look unfavorably on a primary in Wisconsin. What does that mean? When the head of the head of the Democratic Party, in terms of organizationally, structurally, I mean, the titular head is President Obama. But in terms of boots on the ground, the head is Debbie What's-Her-Name Schultz. And she's saying she would look unfavorably. Can't you just hear the Godfather music in the background and hear her, well, you know, I would prefer that you not do this, which means don't do it. Now, there's nothing punitive that I can think of that they could do to her, to Kathleen Vineout, but it's clear, okay, if she said that to a group of people, the party would look unfavorably. Okay, what does that mean? That if by some miracle she beat Burke, they wouldn't support her? It's very clear what phonies, what hypocrites Democrats are when it really comes to democracy. This is what democracy looks like. A bunch of thugs in Madison trying to disrupt the rule of law. That's their definition of what democracy looks like. Somebody deciding she wants to run for public office. No. Now, in the past, I've chastised the Republican Party for picking sides in a primary. I really do have a problem with that. But I don't recall, and I'm not saying it never happened, I'm saying I don't recall an episode of when the Republican Party did something similar to this. Tried desperately to keep someone out. Again, they could say, we're not going to have your back, you're not going to have any party support, Mary Burke's going to have all that. But in terms of an effort to code red or blackball or whatever term you want to use, I don't know that I have ever seen that. Then there is this line. Now, they don't quote Mike Tate from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin as saying this, but they have a line that says, Tate will remain neutral during a primary race. Then they seem to support that with this quote. Kathleen Vineout is a phenomenal public servant, an intellectual leader in the state Senate, Tate said. Should she run and win the Democratic nomination for governor, we would fully support her. That's not saying he'll stay neutral. And he's not going to stay neutral. Trust me, he's not going to stay neutral. He's going to do everything he can to undermine a Kathleen Vineout candidacy. All he's saying there is if his best laid plans go awry, well, yeah, then we'll support her. That's not saying you'll stay neutral in a primary. And I can't believe the Journal Sentinel reported it that way. Speaking of staying neutral, I've had a change of heart. I told you about something last week, and I was somewhat tempered in what I told you to do about it. I've now changed my mind. We mentioned to you last week that Scott Walker's book, Unintimidated, A Governor's Story and a Nation's Challenge, was hovering about 1.5 stars on Amazon.com's aggregate review. That was because unhinged liberals were going there who hadn't read the book and giving a lousy review, giving it a one-star review. And it was clear that they hadn't read the book and they were just saying vitriolic, hateful things about Scott Walker to bring down the rating of the book, thereby slow traffic of it. I told you about that, and I urged you that if you read the book, to go to Amazon.com and give it a positive review. I learned something over the weekend. Actually, I didn't just learn it. This is all over the place. Right, Wisconsin had this as well, but I became aware of it independently. That effort was much more orchestrated than I thought. It started on AFSCME's Facebook page. Here's the post on AFSCME's Facebook page back on, I believe, November 24th. Scott Walker's new book, Unintimidated, is getting destroyed in the reviews on Amazon right now. The average reviewer gives it only 2.5 stars. Don't waste a second reading it, though. Let us save you some time by sending you right to the parts where he mocks public employees as lazy, overpaid, and corrupt. He does nothing. He does nothing of the sort in the book. I've read the book. Now here's your chance to tell Scott Walker how you feel about him and his latest attacks on public employees. Submit your own review here on Amazon and then copy it into the comments below as well. There are 83 followers on that Ask Me Facebook page. And they heeded the advice. They drove it down to between 1.5 to 2 stars. AFSCME then posted on their Facebook page, "Nice work, everyone. His book is down to an average of just 2 stars now. Keep up the great work." In response, what I told you to do was, if you had read the book, go write a positive review. I've changed my opinion on that. As long as you tell the truth and you admit that you haven't read the book, I would ask you to do that. I want you to fight fire with fire. I want you to go to Amazon.com, and if you just search Scott Walker, it'll pop it right up. It'll pop up his book. Just search his name at Amazon.com. It'll pop right up. And you can write a review. Just admit that you didn't read the book. Don't pretend that you read the book and you loved it. Now, what a lot of conservatives have done is admitted, look, I'm doing this because the union goons organized and did this against him. If you do that, say, look, all the negative reviews here are from people, or most of them, are from people who haven't read the book who hate Scott Walker. I like Scott Walker, so I'm going to have his back, but I didn't read the book. This also illustrates Amazon and the other, I mean, I don't care what it is, a hotel, whatever. They need to deal with these online reviews. A book review should be a real book review. If it isn't, it shouldn't be able to stay up there. If you just hate the author, or you, for that matter, love the author. But in this case, as long as it's being allowed, I say fight fire with fire. All they're trying to do is diminish and embarrass Scott Walker. And I wanted you to be upright, upstanding, I mean, and do the right thing. And only write a review if you read the book. To hell with that. As organized as this is, again, as long as you don't lie. Don't say you read the book. Don't give it a glowing review if you haven't read it. You can give Scott Walker a glowing review because that's the opposite, essentially, of what they're doing. I would urge you to do that. Again, go to Amazon.com. Just type in Scott Walker. If they're going to use their Facebook page, then I will use the power of this show. Because this is just a taste of what's going to happen as Scott Walker seeks re-election. It's obvious that this election is going to bring back the unhinged. Speaking of which, as you probably know, and this has been a big story just because of the irony, Fast and Furious actor Paul Walker was killed in a fiery, apparently high-speed car wreck. Because of the nature of the Fast and Furious movie franchise, a lot of people found the irony in that. Somebody found something else. Someone who writes for the website Jezebel, and I'm not all that familiar with the website, but one of their editors, news editor Erin Gloria Ryan, upon learning of Walker's death, tweeted Saturday night with an unhappy emoticon face, you know, a frowny smile, opposite of a smiley face. Why couldn't it be Scott Walker? Yeah. Why couldn't it be Scott Walker? This is what we're dealing with. Her name is Erin Gloria Ryan. Her Twitter handle is Morning Gloria. Why couldn't it be Scott Walker? Then she immediately got trashed, to which she replied this. All right, so tweets, people following her, hey, that was awful, vile, you're horrible, blah, blah, blah. Wow, conservatives are about as bad at jokes making fun of celebrity worship as they are at governing in Wisconsin. So she wasn't going to let go of this. Then she got the crap really beat out of her and said, dumb joke deleted, she wrote. Apologies. I don't wish death on anyone. Actually, yeah, you did. I hate to point this out, but really, sometimes you do. I don't wish death on anyone, now that I've been busted for it. Joking about that was insensitive and inappropriate. Oh, now you know that. After you got beat to hell over it, now you know that. This is just a taste. By the way, it was hashtag Wisconsin tweets. Yeah. Why couldn't it be Scott Walker who died in a fiery crash? See, the unhinged badger didn't die. It was just hibernating. It didn't leave the state. It was just resting for 2014. Again, if you want to go to Amazon.com, just search Scott Walker. That'll come up, and you can write a positive review. Give it 5 stars and say and explain why you're doing it. That's all I'm saying. Don't lie and say you read the book. I would not want this show to support that. But give 5 stars and explain why you're doing it. And the counter move here. It is again time to be sufficiently ruthless. Scott Walker is going to be in for one hell of a fight. They are going to pull out all the stops. And it's clear. If they can't beat him in Wisconsin, they want to really rough him up. They want him to win by like a half a point. They want to weaken any presidential aspirations he may, in fact, have, and I believe he does. No, Scott Walker and I have not discussed this privately. Yes, I believe he is very seriously considering running for president. I do believe that. And just as he did in the recall, he is going to need you to have his back. I mean, this is going to get ugly. You're seeing it already, and I'll admit, in small ways. But that's what he's going to be up against. Don't go anywhere. Recently, I told you about a Department of Homeland Security story and how it affects Wisconsin and Minnesota. I have an update on that. I will share it with you at 9:06. It's 8:57.